Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When this whole world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for being part of my day today and for allowing me to be part of yours. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget, when you get there, check it out. Go noodle around on that site and find all the different things that you can do there, including subscribing to my newsletter, which is free, and it comes every Sunday. It helps you get ready for the coming week, and we've been doing that. We're coming up on our fifth year now. Actually, we're about to end our fifth year, I should say. We're getting ready to start our sixth year, which coincides, by the way, with beginning our eighth year on the air. But about 3 years ago, ladies and gentlemen, I wrapped up my show one Tuesday morning, one beautiful morning in September, and got in my car to go to run an errand. Walked out of my studio, got in the car, cranked the motor. The radio came on, and immediately, just in a split second, it was obviously the top of the hour, so the news was on, and the newscaster said that a plane had crashed into a building in New York, and he sounded a little agitated, and so I thought, well, you know, maybe I need to go check this out. So I turned the car off, went back in my office, turned the television on, and sat down in time to see that it was the World Trade Tower building, and it was on fire. Did not know exactly what was going on. But I sat down in time to see the second plane bank hard to the left and fly into the South Tower. And from that moment on, as we all know, the world changed. That was the most defining moment. In some ways, perhaps even more defining than Pearl Harbor. Hard to compare those two. That was a pretty big event, Pearl Harbor. But still, it's hard to define that. Hard to compare those, really, in a lot of ways. This certainly, how many times have we all said post 9/11 since September the 11th? Since the horrible events of September the 11th? We've all used that example. Pardon me. We've all used that example, that term, many times. And what has happened, what we need to remember is that is who these people are that attacked us, and what they're doing, and who they're doing it to. And one of the things I think we should point out today is terrorists, and this gets into what I've called the top 10 list of things that I believe to be true about the war on terror. And some of you, I published this a while back in my newsletter. Some of you may remember this. But the number one thing I believe about the war on terror is that all people who are free or who want to be, regardless of where they live on planet Earth, are in a global war against radical Islamic terrorists. Now, some people would have you believe that it's just because of America. It's just because America does what America does. We're who we are. We're the ugly Americans. We're this brash, you know, imperialistic bunch of people, cowboys, etc., etc. But let me read a list of things to you here. Terrorists methodically killed 12 bound and blindfold Nepalese hostages. They beheaded one and they shot the others. Now, what does Nepal have to do with the United States? Well, let me make the connection for you. They were in Iraq. Those gentlemen were in Iraq. They were working. They were expatriates. They didn't do anything wrong. If the Middle East is nothing, it is a place where there are expatriates, people who come in to work from all over the world, Filipinos, Nepalese, from people from all over the place come to work in the Middle East. They've been doing it for decades. So what do these men do? They didn't do anything. They just happened to be in Iraq, and they were killed. A suicide bomber killed 10 Russian commuters just a few days after terrorists blew up 2 Russian airplanes. And you know that story. Now, what does Russia have to do with Iraq, with the United States? This is about another conflict, totally different conflict from Iraq, but it's being done by terrorists. These evil acts are being conducted by terrorists. This is all part of the global war on terror. As you know, the stories in Israel are well known, aren't they? The terrorism that's gone on in Israel, in Palestine, probably more accurately, I should say. So people all over the world are involved in terrorism. And of course, as you know, the most recent thing is the school in Russia. Now, if the Chechens have an issue with Russia, and I agree, and if they want to be independent, I don't blame them for that. But please explain to me what kind of a human, please help me understand what kind of a human goes in and attacks a school with hundreds and hundreds of someone's children, these babies that were in that school. Tell me how somebody goes in with arms and bombs, and I mean, what are you thinking when you take children hostage? And then, of course, as we know, over 300 died, and over half of those were innocent, precious little children. Those were terrorists who did that. It's all part of the war on terror. We can't be naive. Human beings, people who are free, and people who want to be free, in my opinion, regardless of where they live on the planet, we are currently in a global war on terror, mostly against Islamic terrorists. Every single, regardless of the motivation, regardless of the issue, whether it's Russia or Palestine or Iraq, the terrorists have ties, either are totally or have ties to radical Islamic fundamentalists, and those are the people that we are at war with. They want to take us back to, most of them want to take us back to Stone Age. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about some more of my top 10 list of things I believe to be true about the war on terror. This is the show that we're doing to commemorate, to recognize September the 11th. 20 after, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This is the day that we're commemorating the events of 9/11. We're recognizing, we're remembering those people who lost their lives, almost 3,000 people who lost their lives. And if you think about it, we must add in those people who have died since 9/11 in defense of our freedoms. Those who have died in Afghanistan, those who have died in Iraq. You have to add all those people together. Those people would not have been, had we not been attacked, those people would be alive. Those military personnel and civilians who've given their lives in defense of our freedom to respond to our having been attacked on September the 11th. And, you know, a lot of people would say, you know, that we didn't have to go into Iraq. Well, the thing is, here, let's remember this. We were already attacked in 93. The World Trade Towers were attacked in 93. We hadn't gone into Iraq at that point. The Cole incident, the USS Cole incident, was prior to us ever going into, the United States ever going into Iraq. And the Khobar Towers, on and on and on. There's too much evidence, folks, out there to demonstrate that there are people, there are evil elements in this world who don't like you and me don't like it when you and I are free. They don't like it when you and I have the ability to trade and to do business across countries and when women can own businesses and be free. They don't like that. It's not good for them. That doesn't fit their worldview. And so one of the things that I'd like to say about that is I'd like to say this to small business owners. I don't know if you've thought about this, ladies and gentlemen, but you and I have a role to play in fighting terrorism. There's no question about it in my mind. And it's the reason I think it's an important role is because for us to play, because there are so many of us. We can't defeat the terrorists militarily. And we can get rid of a lot of them. We can kill a lot of them. We can find them, and we can take their money. There are a lot of things we can do to harm them and to diminish their abilities. But the true way to solve terrorism is in the minds. See, that's the only way they can beat us is in our minds. And that's one of my list of 10 things that I believe about the war on terror is that they cannot defeat us by themselves. They can only create circumstances that diminish our resolve and cause us to defeat ourselves. That's how we could lose the war on terror, is if we defeat ourselves. Well, it works the other way too. And so small business owners, here's what I think. Technology is one of the great levers of terrorism. They're using technology to fight us, to communicate with each other, and to communicate with us, to scare us, to create chaos with us. We can use technology too, and there are more of us than there are of them, small business owners. And the way we can use technology to defeat terrorism is by getting to know people in other parts of the world, is by doing business with those people, by emailing them, by making things available on our websites for people in other countries to find, people who can get to a computer and can get to the internet. And that's happening right now in a lot more countries than ever before. There's internet connections all over the place in Iraq right now, and there weren't before. And so my point is that I believe that when a small business owner in Bangor, Maine, shares a best practice with a small business owner in Baghdad, Iraq, the ugliness of hatred can morph into the discovery of shared values. And when that happens, that's a beautiful thing. And if you and a person in Baghdad are doing business together, if you're just communicating with each other, that person asks you a question about business, and you answer that question, then you've made a friend. You've shared some values, and that person is not going to be. That person is not only not going to be likely to become a terrorist, but they're not going to support terrorism because now they've met you, and they know that you're not a bad person, and so. If you're an American and you're not a bad person, maybe there are more people like you. And I believe maybe you can call me naive if you want to. You can call me a Pollyanna if you want to. But I believe that small business owners have a role in fighting terrorism. And that role is in communicating with other people around the world by the internet, by email, by instant messaging, through our websites. In my little website, my newsletter, is read by people all over the world, subscribers all over the world, and many of them in the Middle East. And they go to my website, they subscribe to my letter, and they get it. And I'd like to think in some small way maybe I'm doing that, maybe I'm helping out with that. And in a small way, you can do the same thing, small business owners. We have a role to play. If you ever have an opportunity, whenever you have an opportunity, to reach out to people in other parts of the world and to share values and to do business and to trade with them and to build a relationship, to do some networking. Whenever you have a chance to do that, I really encourage you to, because if we all did that, that's the way we're going to defeat terrorism quicker. We're not going to defeat them by military, not completely. We're going to have to share our values with them, let them know that we all really just want to live in peace. Think about that. 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back with our good friend Steve Forbes right after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.